Good evening and welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Two cases of the flu have been confirmed in Michigan, the Centers for Disease Control upgrading Michigan's flu activity to sporadic. I'll talk to the acting medical director for the state of Michigan to find out what kind of flu season we're in for, and the report making national news which finds that vitamins increase the mortality risk for older women. It hardly makes sense to me, but I'll talk to the researcher leading the study to find out exactly what he's discovered. But first, whether it's Michigan or the country as a whole, the top priority of lawmakers is to increase jobs. Now Michigan State University is joining in the effort by creating an economic development center to find ways to generate business and jobs in Michigan, including revitalizing the manufacturing industry. To talk about the project, I'm joined by Rex Lamore, who will oversee the MSU University Center for Regional Economic Innovation. He's currently the director of MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Welcome to the program, Rex.
Thank you.
Now, so far, we've eliminated the Michigan business tax. State lawmakers are now considering getting rid of the personal property tax for businesses. How effective are these kinds of steps really in directly creating jobs here in Michigan?
Well, it's been a mixed bag, and research that has looked at the importance of tax abatements as an economic development tool for attracting or retaining business growth and expansion, it's been fairly mixed. But from our perspective, that's not really the important question. The question is, what other tools are appropriate in a 21st century economy that local governments and public-private partnerships can do to create jobs and businesses within local communities? So we really are wanting to look beyond what the current tools are, like tax abatements, to see what new innovative tools might be devised that would be effective in creating businesses and supporting job creation in Michigan.
You know, Republicans say that government really just needs to get out of the way, and reducing taxes and also reducing regulations is really the best thing government can do to help businesses grow and increase our jobs here. What kind of other approaches do you think would work other than just those two?
Well, historically, the public sector has played a critical role in supporting private economic development. Clearly, one of the major roles that the United States has done for hundreds of years has been infrastructure investment, everything from the canals of the last century to the rails, to the railroads, to the roads of this century, to the airports, to the internet of the 21st century. These kinds of infrastructure investments that are critical for private sector growth and development have generally been supported by public sector resources. So, you know, the public sector has played a critical role in those elements of economic growth and development. Secondly, education. I mean, clearly, the public sector has played a significant role in supporting public education. And in the 21st century, a skilled and knowledgeable citizenry and workforce are critical for our capacity to compete. So those are two additional areas that the public sector has made significant investments in that actually result in private sector economic growth and opportunity.
Yeah, I wonder, President Obama's jobs plan and his proposal, basically the Senate killed it yesterday, and he's going to pursue it in some different ways. But ultimately, it doesn't seem like there's really any political will at this point, both in Michigan and nationally, to have the government as directly involved as you're describing in further economic development. Do you think we're in a position now where we could actually see that type of government involvement in projects?
Excellent question, Mike. In fact, we're not. That's part of what we hope to discover in this process that we're going to be engaging with over the next few years. Really, are there new methods and strategies, both public and private, that we might engage that are likely to create jobs and generate entrepreneurial activities in distressed communities? So relying on government, certainly relying on the public sector as a partner in economic development is certainly one aspect of this, but perhaps there may be other sector elements of work that individuals and communities and private sector businesses could do that would encourage economic growth in our communities. And we really want to look for those innovative models that might help us without regard are they our public, private, driven initiative.
I mean, the real criticism is that we are would be using in some of these plans taxpayer money to bolster jobs, usually for just a temporary amount of time, versus letting business handle its situation on its own terms, and that would actually be, according to some, a more sustainable way to pursue job growth in Michigan and the U.S. What about the fact that any of these projects would, in fact, involve using taxpayer money to fund them?
Well, I think that would have to be one element of consideration, the probability that public resources might be allocated. If in our work we are able to discover innovative models that are likely to yield job creation as an outcome, I think it, depending on to the extent that that requires public sector investment, then I think we use the public sector decision-making process, our democratic systems, to decide, is this something that the taxpayers and voters would support? I think that's yet to be determined, but that's certainly an element of it.
I'm talking to Rex Lamour, who will oversee the MSU University Center for Regional Economic Innovation. He's currently the director of MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. You know, Rex, it's no secret that our corporations are hardly American. They're now fully global companies that manufacture and sell in countries all over the world, always looking for the most profitable opportunities. Should our focus be primarily on small businesses at this point when it comes to promoting job growth?
Well, that certainly seems to be the sector that seems to be adding the most jobs in our current economic situation. Most job growth is occurring in that small and medium-sized enterprise. So on the other hand, however, in Michigan in particular, as many of us know, we still rely on significant global industries as a major source of economic well-being. So I don't think we would be neglectful of our major employers, but I think we would also be astute to recognize that most job growth is occurring within that small and medium-sized businesses. And are there particularly appropriate tools that would help those particular sectors grow in this current economic environment?
I know that part of the goal of the center will be to find ways to reinvigorate the manufacturing sector here in Michigan. Does a big part of that involve pushing for non-unionized, lower-paying positions that make our labor costs more competitive?
No, we haven't identified that yet. We will go through a process of engaging a broad set of players who will help us identify what are emerging promising strategies that are likely to yield job growth in our state. And then based on that sort of vetting process, then we'll look to engage key partners to help write up and or document those strategies and then disseminate those to the practitioner world. So there wouldn't be any, right now there haven't been any identification of projects that would be particularly for or against unions as a major element of this economic agenda.
Yeah, we've seen so many economic cycles, booms and busts. Why is there still so much disagreement about how to grow the economy and jobs? Shouldn't economists have a fairly clear idea of what works and what doesn't at this point?
Now, that's a very good question, and certainly the people of Michigan have experienced those boom and bust cycles certainly firsthand for many decades. Perhaps, and this might be some of what we find as we seek to discover new ways to create wealth, perhaps the work of economists may not be the guiding factor here. Maybe there are other elements that guide our consumer decisions at the individual level and guide our community decisions as we work together to accomplish shared goals. I think that some of the indicators that economists use, simply examples like gross domestic product, really don't measure what's important to individuals in a community, and perhaps we need to turn away from their rather crude measurement tools and look at maybe different ways of assessing the quality of life and economic opportunity within a community. And hopefully we can begin to discover and embrace some of those new tools and models, and that's the kind of work that we hope to support with this center.
Now, I know the project is being funded by over $900,000 federal grant, and it lasts 5 years. Will the center be putting reports out annually, or how will that work?
Yes, we'll be releasing reports throughout the next 5 years as we commission innovation, best practice ideas. As these authors are completing their work, we'll be releasing these new ideas and new reports over the next 5 years. So this is really an opportunity over a period of years to develop a set of tools, new tools that can go in that economic developer's toolbox, again, to help create jobs in our local communities.
Rex Lamour, he will be overseeing the MSU University Center for Regional Economic Innovation. He's currently the director of MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity to share this with your listeners.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.